Blog Talk Radio.
We do give you praise and adoration. People from all over the world are coming to thank you and to praise you. God, you're wonderful. We do honor you as we honor everyone. But God, you above all have been there, have walked with us and talked with us, and has brought comfort. You alone are worthy of all the praise and all the glory. Bless, Lord. Bless people all on this prayer line. Don't let them leave the same way they have come. Open doors for them. Make new ways for them. Oh, God, let everything that they need be granted unto them, to many of their wants, in Jesus' name. Bless their children, bless all family members, those who are around them, Lord. Bless them because they're around the saints of the Most High Living God. Now let this be a wonderful, marvelous, and glorious day in you. We praise you for it. God, as we offer you praise and adoration, we plead with you to receive it. Amen. If there be any sin on this prayer line, we pray that you forgive it. God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for those who have come. And grant blessings everywhere. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And for the glory of God, we ask it. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you on this prayer line. Yeah. Lord, thank you for being here. You never sleep nor slumber. This is your line to receive praise early in the morning and adoration. And may we just all of us, have enough energy to speak to the Lord. He's in the room. So good morning, Lord, to you. Good morning to you, Lord. We praise
good morning,
you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Everybody,
Lord.
And then make it your goal to be the first one to speak to the Lord. Amen. God is real.
And, yes, he is.
Honor him. Amen. Good morning to the Lord. God bless you. And good morning to all of you on your line, on the line. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning, Pastor Jack.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Make it your goal to be the first one.
39 degrees.
Amen.
Like yesterday morning. Thanks to the...
All right, watch your lines, guard your lines. This is the Lord's line. Amen. He's the one who created the weather, so he knows how cold it is. Amen. Wherever you are. God bless you. Let's christen the line today with praise unto the Lord. We have a time of our prayer line in the first parts of our prayer line. Praise. Amen. And when I say praise check, make it your goal not to be the last one, to be the one who gives him praise last, but the first one. The first one. To give him praise first.
Thank you.
You want to jump in there as soon as I say praise check and give God, my Lord, he is in the room now.
Well, God,
I feel him in the atmosphere.
Oh, God, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise check is check what level your praise is on. Make it your goal to make your level of praise high. Don't make it your goal to make the praise the last one coming in a low level.
Yes, God.
God inhabits the praises of his people, according to David.
My God, my God.
You want to make it high. Amen. Well, here we go. Praise check, everybody.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. He will see and know that you reverence him. that you give him glory. Somebody who's never spoken before might say, this is the time that I'm surrendering to God's will to become a missionary, become a preacher. I'm going to celebrate him through my surrendering to his will. There's so many things you can do to celebrate him. I'd love it to give the invitation and for discipleship, and someone gets up and comes down and says, Pastor, for a long time God has been speaking to my heart. I can't let it go. He won't let me go. And I'm going to surrender to his will to speak. Amen. What a way to celebrate him. What about going out and getting some folks saved? Going to a house and asking them, have they ever invited Jesus Christ into their hearts as Lord and Savior? That'd be a way, my God, to celebrate him. Win some soul to Christ. Some new person in the kingdom of the Lord. That would be a great way. So many things we can do to celebrate him. Amen. Wonderful. I'm going to open the line to you, people listening from all over the world. Ambassador Hagen, come and give us our identification, please.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we do salute and honor our Chief International Ambassador, Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. We thank God for him. We thank God, amen, for the First Lady of this line, Ambassador Lady Betty Joyce Johnson. We appreciate her. We thank God, amen, for Mother to the Nations, Ambassador in her own right, Mother Adley Johnson. Oh, bless his wonderful name. Certainly appreciate our mother today who just shows all of us so much love. And we thank God, amen, holy, for all of the bishops and all of the other broadcasters, for all of the leaders from all around the world, to all of our ambassadors and our ambassadors-elect. Oh, praise God. And we thank God for our entire family that's listening again from all of the countries. Oh, my Lord. And we thank God for you. We're so excited to be able to be here and broadcast live from the studios of the Blog Talk Radio. I'll tell you, we can be reached at 347-934-0207. We're here live, and we are broadcasting all around the world. More than 90 million listeners, will you believe it? Good God Almighty, in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Chile, Puerto Rico, India, my Lord, Switzerland, Australia, Italy, you name it, just all over the world. And we give God the praise. And the brand new spiritual awakening, it is happening. I'll tell you, Chief, people are catching on in the supermarket, and even in the churches, it is catching on. Even in schools, you can hear kids saying it under their breath. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So we thank God for you and the excellent job that you're doing in getting this message across. May God forever bless you and keep on keeping on. Back to you, Chief.
Thank you so much. Let me give you an example. In the morning when I say this Christmas line, a phrase we just heard a while ago. Here in America, for people to give God that kind of praise at 6 o'clock in the morning, unheard of. If you want to really know what praise is like, imagine 100 or 200 times what you just heard in India, in Africa. Imagine them praising God, which will be multiplied like childlike faith, over and over, multiplied over and over again. That's what real, true praise is. We in America, thank God for the praise we're giving. But you got thousands upon thousands of people in foreign countries. You have that child here. Them praise God, my God. They don't care about nobody and nothing. Just God. Nothing will stop their praise. Oh, my. You have no idea. Praise sounds like that. That's not at the same time. some of them. It's 6 o'clock in the evening, and they're praising God, my God, and a multitude this way. So, God, let's go to our wisdom seminar here. We welcome all of you from all over the world. This is Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. We do honor you as you come. Many leaders in other foreign countries to help praise God. Let's make some suggestions here from the First Fruit Prayer Line. Some things that you can do to celebrate Jesus, yeah, during the holiday season, during Christmas holiday, for his birthday. That's another thing right there. Recognize that it's his birthday. I think that will celebrate him in a great way. If you know whose birthday it is, because many people act like they don't know whose birthday it is. They celebrating the son. No, we celebrating the son, but you got the wrong son. Thank God. But we're celebrating the son of the of God. Amen. The son of the living God. What are other things you can do to celebrate Jesus leading up to Christmas? Amen. We want to hear it. The line is open to you. All right. You're on. We can hear you. Anybody else? What can we do to celebrate Jesus? Amen. I think we said feed the hungry. That's a good way right there. And that angels off the Christmas tree. Take some names, and at least one name, and determine that you're going to take a family.
It's hard to hear you, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you so much for speaking up. All right. We're talking about ways to celebrate Jesus for Christmas. Amen. Take a family and decide that you're going to help them with their Christmas. That's a good way. God's been good to you. May not have everything that you want, but he's been mighty good. All right. Who has a way or some ways you can celebrate Jesus for Christmas? Amen. You could even mention some that have been mentioned as a reminder. Yeah. Why don't you do it? Amen. I said already, remember him first. Don't put him last. That's why I was saying this on the prayer line this morning. Why don't you make it your goal to be the first one to remember him. Amen. Or to remember him, the first one on your list, rather than put others on the list and have him all down the list, 10th and 12th. Remember him first. And then what about go to the senior citizens home.
That's what I'm firing up pants right quick. Come on, because I
give them a service.
That man got to wait on y'all every time he comes.
Hey, you. Hey, amen. On the front line. Meet your line if you want to talk openly like that, unless you have a way to celebrate Jesus. What about helping some people under the bridge, you know, homeless people. Mm-hmm. What about seeing some souls saved? Have it your goal for your Christmas service, if you want. That's another way, have a Christmas service. Amen. What about having a Christmas dinner? For, I know you're going to be with your family, but what about look around the church and seeing those who don't have any place to go, as you know of, for Christmas. And what about inviting them to your family dinner? And then what about doing that? And then making sure that the people around you, what about your neighbors? You know what's happening in your neighborhood, and you know this sister or that brother, they don't have any folks, as you know, what about inviting them to your Christmas dinner? Amen. And that's a wonderful thing. What about, and Lady Betty, what about us inviting the people at the church who don't have any family? What about inviting them to our Christmas dinner? What about helping people who don't have coats? Amen. What about helping people who don't have hats? And all those things. I'm saying those things for you and I to consider those things. Amen. The line is open to you. You got some things? Want us to be well equipped for Christmas. Amen. Doing things for others. Just not our family. Select somebody who would appreciate being remembered at Christmas time. That's a lonely time of year. Some people don't have any place to go. And we sitting up here eating turkey and dressing and all the trimmings and ham and stuff. And some people are sitting in their house lonely by themselves. Why don't we remember them? Amen. Invite them, not the day before, but let's invite them now. Amen. Anybody else? You got some things that we can do for Christmas? Come on, saints. Come on, saints. All right. Praise the Lord.
This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. At 913. So I was sitting here thinking about what the leader's talking about, celebrating, and I said so much that we can do to encourage others when we can call them and dial their number and let them know that I was thinking about you, or I was praying for you and asking the Lord to bless you throughout the Christmas holidays and throughout the year. And I began to think about people that I called and try to encourage folks and let them know that the Lord loves them and for them to turn their minds towards the Lord and give their life to the Lord, how God will truly bless them. They never know until they surrender their whole will to God. And I felt like that's the way that I can encourage people, make them know that the Lord has blessed Mother Johnson, he'll bless you too. So I think that's a way to do the Christmas holidays, to call people and let them know, I'm thinking about you. I was praying for you. I was sitting here thinking about you, and I thought I'd give you a call. I want to encourage your heart to just be happy. God bless you.
Beautiful, beautiful mother. And my mother's 94 years old. Amen. That's wonderful. See, you know, it doesn't. You say, I don't have any money. Well, there's some things that you don't need money for. Amen. You don't know what it means to receive a call. I'm normally the one who calls people on Christmas, encouraging people. And they think because you, Dr. Bernard Johnson, you, Ambassador Johnson, you don't need an encouraging word. Very seldom that I get an encouraging word. Amen. I'm calling my mother. Amen. On Christmas Day, very seldom does she probably get an encouraging word. Because people think that when you're high up, or whatever you want to call it, that you don't need any encouragement. That's beautiful, Mother Johnson. And those lonely people who are out there without a family, that would mean so much to them. Amen. To just say, I want to encourage you. Yes. God loves you. He remembers when others forget.
Oh, yes.
Others forget. Praise the Lord. Anybody else have an idea?
This is Ambassador-elect Sister Gina in Kansas City. And we know as we be going out on Christmas Eve, we probably pass hospitals, rehab centers, senior citizens' homes. We can just stop in there. There's always someone that's just sitting there in the hall watching others get visitors or laying in their room watching TV. We can just stop by and wish them a Merry Christmas, convert with them, have a word of prayer with them. That, too, I feel is a way that we can celebrate Jesus.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Man.
And so thankful. Yeah, it works. Those people in hospitals many times never get a happy, a Merry Christmas, and people don't remember them. They just go straight to their family dinners, never stop. See, that's why on Christmas Day, I'm planning on stopping. Man, and we got some people in the rehab center. And I can't forget them. Amen. Some people are going through bereavement at Christmas time. And people just think about their families. But that's a very, very lonely, lonely time. And they're going through bereavement and nobody says Happy Christmas or Merry Christmas. It wouldn't take much to just bring them something. Get them at the dollar store. Go spend $3, $4, $5 on them. It would mean so much. Even a little bag of candy would mean a lot. Yeah. To a man, they got those little tool sets. Would mean a lot. Amen. Don't have a bunch of money. Go to the dollar store and just, a package of dollar cigarettes, which would be probably five packs of Big Red gum. Would mean a lot. Some people have reached a point where anything, the little things, mean so much. I never will forget my brother, Albert. Amen. He thought that he was forgotten at Christmas, and he was so empty and lonely. They hadn't forgotten him. They hadn't got around to him. No, he wasn't forgotten. And he was remembered. Anybody else? You got a suggestion?
Yes, sir. Ambassador. This is Ambassador Lex Stith, and let me correct that. That's Chief Ambassador. In addition to what I had added earlier the week and everything that I've heard this morning, hallelujah, that is simplifying the love of Christ. And to add on to that, I would just encourage everyone in reaching out, don't forget to reach in, and not just with gifts, but real love to your family. A lot of times we see our families, but we don't really just grab them by the hand and look them in the eye and say, I really love you. And so I'm just going to add that. Reach out, reach in, within the heart and the soul, and share your love of Christ and your love for them and family. It's so important. God bless you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Ambassador Lex Stith. All right. These are some ideas that I want us to be on another level. Another level. We hear that the first fruits, we ought to be doing things for people that are on another level. Praise the Lord. Anybody else have something? I would love to hear about the people on here reaching out and reaching in. Amen. Grabbing that cousin. You've been talking about I want to see my niece saved. What about you? What about you being the one used to witness to your niece? What about you being the one to...
Good morning.
Sister Garnett, go ahead.
I'm requesting prayer for Lady Betty and Mother Johnson.
And thank you so considerate. Lady Betty and Mother Johnson?
Yes, sir. And for my son. And I'm asking the Lord to shake the trunk free over the prayer line. And God bless you, Dr. John.
Okay. God bless you.
Mother Digby, I'm requesting prayer for my sister, Mother Davis's family. My sister has dementia. It's been about 8 or 10 years, and her daughters, they take beautiful care of her, and I'm asking prayer for them that God continue to keep them encouraged and keep them with the strength to do what they do. They don't put it all on one that she has about 5 daughters. She has 1 retarded daughter, but she has 5 daughters. And they split it up. She also has to go to dialysis 3 days a week, and they split it up. And they do it so that one person doesn't have to do everything. But there's one niece in particular who really does a good job, and I want the Lord to continue to give her strength to do, them all to strength to do what they have to do.
All right, Mother. Excuse me. All right, anyone else with a prayer request?
Sister Lucille, unspoken.
Unspoken. Okay, Sister Lucille. Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila. I do apologize if I'm out of line. I just want to give my praise report on yesterday. I had surgery on my hand, and I'm just giving God all the praises that I am doing well, and I just thank the Lord. And I'm just asking God to continue to keep blessing each and every last one of you. Thank you for your prayers and your phone call. I'm sorry, Dr. Johnson. I know you was doing the prayer request, but I just want to get my praise report in that I am doing well. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Okay. Anyone else have any prayer requests?
Mother Grayson from St. Louis, Missouri. I am requesting prayer for this bronchitis that the doctor said that I had, and also my pressure just still is bothering me off and on, and I would like to have prayer from Dr. Johnson and the prayer line, and also to pray for my daughter. They are administering, they train you on how to do it at home, and they're giving her antibiotics intravenously to her veins, so it can go all the way through her body to guard off any infection. And I just am asking for prayer for that. I know that God is a healer. He is a healer. He has healed many. And on this prayer line, and then in our ministry, the Lord have really blessed. And I'm thanking God for his goodness. So pray for this demon to leave. God bless you, everyone on the prayer line, and God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and your family.
All right. God bless you. I wonder, well, somebody getting ready, I'm going to take another prayer request, but if God is leading you to pray, amen. We want to open it up in just a moment for you to pray. All right, give me another prayer request. Anybody else have a prayer request?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. So glad to hear Mother Grayson. This is Charlotte Gray. 816. Pray for those that are missing or have not been on the prayer line. Oda Strider and Lawrence Johnson and I forget the lady in New York whose pastor is Kemper. Several people I have not heard. Maisha, just want to lift up those we haven't heard this the month of December, and also want to just lift up the monies, the finances that are coming. I've not forgot about the $10,000. that are coming for the first prayer line. That is my prayer request today. Thank you. Have a blessed day, everybody.
God bless you. Anybody else?
314, Sister Karen Brown. I'm requesting prayer today for the neuropathy in my hands and feet.
Okay.